Hello, my name is Monica, and Lotta Svantesson and I work at the European University Institute. This is a fairly small international university that opened its doors in 1976. It offers doctoral and postdoctoral programs in the social sciences. Today we are here to present our EU-ID space ARCID integration, and in a particular aspect of that, the name authority control solution. ARCID integration, first I'll give you an overview of the problem, and then Lotta will present the solution. ARCID disk space integration made it necessary for us to integrate three databases. The Central Person Registry, the CPR, is the system that allows the EUI to uniquely identify its members and alumni. CADMUS is the research repository that runs on disk space XML 5.2, and ARCID database, of course. The reason we needed to do this was because we had existing names, institutional names, stored in the CPR database, and we needed to match ARCID with these existing names. In particular, the CPR contained the institutional name and the institutional ID, but also other data was relevant for the integration, such as the email of the members, the departmental affiliation, the dates of arrival and departure, and their contractual status. And then we had the institutional repository CADMUS, which had a name that was that is used by the author at the time of publication. And from the beginning of our project, we never meant to overlay the institutional repository name with the ARCID name or the CPR name. So CADMUS name was our preferred name, and we needed to protect that in some way. So our problem was, in fact, that we had three databases, and these three databases were not integrated. We don't have a CRIS at the EUI that can manage these name variants, and therefore the library had to take on the role of managing the variant names and IDs. So basically what we were facing was the ARCID integration was pushing into the repository the very problem that ARCID claims to solve, the name disambiguation. And this is because basically, we were in practice, we had multiple name entries for the same author, which we didn't have before.
Thank you. So our solution actually then integrates the three databases with the name authority control that we will show. And the precise outcomes, the first three are positive, especially for users, regarding the retrievability of results, because there is now one name entry for one author, as you can see in the example, and the institutional affiliation as the EY logo and the ORCID logo is next to the author name. Publications are also pushed from CADMUS repository to the author's ORCID profile. And we have inside the system a name authority profile combining the three database name variations, and we have new functions in our DSpace installation. This is what we have then in our system. This is a simplified version of our name authority file, and that combines the three databases. CPR is visible in the gray columns and has the CPR ID, that's the EY ID, and we have the CPR name. The two green columns, as you can see, contains the ORCID ID and the ORCID name, while the last blue column contains the CADMUS name variant. And highlighted for you is one of our authors, who in this case have been combined, as you can see, with his three name variants. CPR, ORCID, and the CADMUS name variant. So now, from this point of view, we will see the manual way of performing these two new functions. in the admin mode of the user interface in DSpace. So we will group the author names, and we will use the lookup in submission mode. So here we go for managing author groups. We will click to create a new group of authors. We type in a name that is relevant for us. We click on search, and now we will see a result appear, and we can then select the names that we want to group together. So we have Timothy Arthur John and Timothy Peace. These two will be grouped, and we will be able to save our author group. And once it has been saved, of course, it may be necessary. This was successful, you can see in the green area. We might need to delete the group because we are not able to edit it. So we can actually now decide that this was wrongly made, or we need to delete it because I picked the wrong Timothy. So we can delete it. The next step will show us in submission mode how it looks when you pick up an author. This is the deletion of the author group. So we go into the submission mode, we type the author name, we click on the lookup function, and we will obtain a result that then already is grouped and contains the three name variants. We select this person, and this will bring us to the page of Author Browse later, and you can see both already clicked in pushed in ORCID and the two logos, and this is the author's profile page. Work section shows that the data comes from Cadmus. And if we then, as a test, check the managing author groups, we can search existing groups. And as you can see, there are three name variations. And this is... Thank you for attending.